They start to look handsome.
You know,
they start
women
to
that
look
have mentality like
pretty.
Yours. They're the ones that say, oh, I know he's not perfect, but I'm going to change him.
No.
How can you change somebody's face? It's not the same thing.
I'm not changing somebody's face.
Let me explain.
What is
wrong
with you?
Let me explain.
Jesus said, what's wrong with you?
Let me explain, right? POV. My name is Chin, and I'm joined by my always faithful co-host Futsani.
Hey yo,
Chronic.
I don't know what this sign is. I hope it doesn't mean anything anywhere. Because whoa,
definitely, you've just summoned your gang. We have Professor Nick on the table. Pro Nick to our regular listeners, and of course, Chiso in the building. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello. Okay, so today's gonna work a little bit different.
That was a lot of decibels.
Hello,
hello.
He wakes himself up.
Keep him guessing, innit? Don't let them fall asleep. So today's gonna work a little bit different, mm-hmm. right? Because our big question for the day, our big topic for the day, is actually going to form our poll of the week. Right?
Okay.
So today is the week to pay attention, be attentive, get ready to, you know, comment and say your piece. And yeah, we'll put the poll out, and then of course we'll give you the results next week. The poll will be out on our YouTube. It will be out on our Instagram. So if you haven't subscribed, do so. If you haven't followed us on YouTube, do so. It's Offbeat POV everywhere. Besides TikTok, which is Offbeat POV Clips. All right? Shall we dive straight in then?
Yeah,
let's
do it. Okie dokie. So,
I was actually about to make that sound too.
Okie dokie. So, the big question for this week, and also the poll of the week, and disclaimer, I don't like giving a lot of too much background information,
mm-hmm.
but I must say this one really is sort of personal, right? Because we had this discussion slightly offline, and we're like, you know what? Let's bring it to Offbeat POV. Let the people decide. Let the people decide.
Once
right?
and for all.
So really, you are settling.
And once the people have spoken, they have spoken.
We're
so really,
not bringing it up again.
You're settling a personal matter within the studio.
Here.
So, poll of the week, big question today. Should your friends find your partner attractive? Right? Should your friends find your partner attractive? So I want to go to Chiso first, because mm-hmm. Chiso has a very hard position on this. Chiso, should your friends find your partner attractive?
I still think no. Okay? I still think that they shouldn't find them attractive. It shouldn't be like a requirement that, oh, because my friends find you attractive, yeah, I've done my, what's it called? Like, I've done the best I could.
Wow.
Like, I've passed the bar because now my friends find you attractive as well. I think that's not really the best measurement in, like, by having a partner.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm asking for a measure on having a partner, mm-hmm. but... Okay, so you're saying...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we go back a little bit, because the topic of the conversation was a matter that if your friends don't find your partner attractive,
yes.
then there's a question mark there. There's pause for concern there, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So
Pause for concern.
Because you're pausing to consider
no,
a concern.
No, but it's cause for concern. So it's caused a concern, cause for concern.
Or you're pausing to consider a concern.
No, you're not pausing.
Okay, all right.
No, sorry, we need to settle this.
Is it pause for concern or pause for concern? Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So if your friends don't find your partner attractive,
mm-hmm.
Would it be pause for concern for you or cause for concern for you?
No, it wouldn't be a consideration at all. You just don't find
not
them attractive.
No, no. Okay. Pronik, what do you think?
Okay, can I ask a question, mm-hmm. right? When we're saying that should your friends find your partner attractive, what do we mean by finding them attractive?
Whatever that means
to you. Do we mean that they should be like, oh, you know what, your partner is actually cute, or oh, she's handsome, beautiful, oh, they're actually good looking, or is it like attractive as in...
Oh, I would kiss that.
Something like that.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
We need what exactly are we talking about?
State your position first, and then
we'll but
no. But I need to say I need to know what we're talking about in order for me to state my position.
It depends what attraction means to you. Because
there's attractive, and then there's I'm attracted. Like you can admit that oh they're attractive, but not
doesn't
that
mean
I'm
that you were trying
to
jump
to
on
them. Yeah.
Okay. So based on that, then I can safely assume or state that then we're talking about good looking kind of thing, cute. Mm-hmm. You know, nice build, that kind of thing, but not necessarily malicious, not necessarily like any intentions or wanting to build them or anything like that, or yes, okay, fine. So in that case, then I think it can be either way, right? I think there's a reason why in most cases, friends are friends, right? Like what I always say is that in most cases, you're going to view the world similarly. Right? Where especially if we're talking about, let's say, childhood friends, you know, in most cases, you have the same backgrounds, same maybe a lot of joint hobbies and interests, you know, you like similar things and you say you like certain personalities and whatnot. So with that, you know, it is highly, highly possible, you know, and I would say that it would be fine. If you were to find yourself in a position where you're saying to your friends that, oh, actually, you know what, your partner is actually a quite good looking man, you know, I think it's an objective thing you can say. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because let's not forget that attraction can be subjective as well, right? Someone that, let's say, I find to be attractive, you may not find to be attractive. Or let's say, you know, Steve outside may be thinking, what are you doing with this girl? She's not beautiful at all. But in my eyes, I'm like, oh, this is the most beautiful girl ever. So what it is that because we, birds of the same feather, we flock together, because we view the world similarly, there's a high chance of us having the same definition of beauty or attractiveness, right? Therefore, yes, I think it is very, very plausible. And I would say that, yes, in most cases, they should find your partner attractive as well.
Not in all cases.
I would say not in all cases. I think because of what I've said, that beauty is subjective. As close as you are, we are still different people.
So the question is there an issue there? If you find a girl attractive and your close friends don't, is there an issue there?
I don't think there's an issue, no. I don't think there's an issue whatsoever as a rule of thumb. But there's an exception.
Physical attraction... yes and no. But obviously, there's also...
Mic.
No, I'm using my mic. It's right here. So, physical attraction, yes and no. But obviously, unless we're capping attraction at just the physical attraction, I'd say there's a lot more to attraction than just
looks. I was just answering physically. I think we're just sticking with physically.
She can expand. But I answered on physical... attraction as well.
Yeah. Outside of physal attraction, how are you bringing how is everything else
because I think
in your head?
Even with attraction, things like personality come into it. Because you can look at, I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you're looking at somebody and physically you're like, oh yeah, they're really good looking. You get to know them and you're like, yeah, no, you're really, really physically ugly as well. And nothing physically about them has changed, but you've got to, for example, I don't know their personality. And that's just also contributed to how you feel about them physically. But if you want us obviously to just stick to the physical, then that's absolutely fine. I think it's not uncommon for your friends to find your partner attractive. Because like I think Pronik already said, without repeating verbatim what he'd said, birds of a feather, when you are really, and I guess we're talking about close friends, we're talking about close friends,
yes.
So your circle of, I don't know, 3-4 girls, that those are your people. You do tend to form the same nuances, the same likes, and not even that, your friends know what you like. So sometimes they can have an eye to say, that's not what you usually go for, and they might raise it as a concern, because eventually that might start having an impact on your relationship. Should they find your partner physically attractive? I think they should, because in a strange way, your friends also have to interact with that person, and they have to interact with you. So in, from a selfish perspective, yeah.
You can attract, you can attract, you can attract,
you can attract, you can attract. That person is in, if that's your, let's say your best friend's partner, they're in your life because of your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no choice but to also, that's, if let's, welcome, you, it's going to be difficult to have that conversation with your friend to say, you know, your partner is quite ugly. Do you know what I mean? It's going to have an impact, or to say, the way that person looks, I don't know if that's what you usually go for. Are you sure that that's what you want? I know it sounds superficial, but
extremely.
It breaks things, because eventually you might build such a good relationship with this person, but there's that niggling to say, are they attractive enough for me?
Who's niggling? I don't understand that point, to be honest.
Okay, so essentially she's saying that, let's say if you go with somebody that I know, for example, is, let's say Lasanda knows that is not your
my physical type
you go for,
mm-hmm.
She would have concern,
mm-hmm.
that eventually it might bring problems in your relationship with this person, because you might realize or start seeing that you're actually not physically attracted to this person as much as you should be.
And that might be less
physical attraction, to be honest. Doesn't physical attraction somewhat come first?
I think so, yeah.
So then if you're already physically attracted to someone...
If you're already talking to somebody...
Why would...
You've already crossed that... And that's...
No,
that,
if you're already physically attracted to someone, then why would someone else's comment saying, don't know about that, like, no, why would that...
I think we're talking about your friend. It's not that they said... It's, I don't think it would be coming from a malicious place. So let's say...
Oh, no, let's say
all your life, your best friend has only ever seen you with... tall guys, six pack, I don't know, long hair.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you bring home the shortest guy you could find, no six pack, bald head. They're going to be like, whoa, that's a bit of a...
All right, can I dial it back a little bit, right? Because we're not talking about attractive. Yes, I'm talking about, you know, physical attractive, right? Mm-hmm. But someone can go for someone who is not their usual type, but can still be attractive.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're talking
you've all referred to as someone going outside the usual type. This is not should you always stick with you with one type.
But we're talking
regardless of what type you go with, should your friends find that person
somewhat attractive?
So even if you do usually go for tall, dark men, and you go for a short, light man, they should still be like, it's different from what you go for, but you know what? Johnny is attractive.
For me, okay then. Simple answer for me. No, I don't think your friends should need to find your friend attractive, or should find your friend attractive, however you want to phrase the question. The only thing I think they would need to find attractive is their personality.
That's fine. Okay, so if I understand correctly then, Jisa, you're saying, no, your friends don't need to find your partner attractive.
Yes.
Pronik, you're saying... I'm saying they will
in most cases. Yeah, I'm saying they do, and they will, and they should. Yeah, because you do view the world alike, you know, if you're talking about close friends.
Okay, so you're saying they do and they will. So in a situation that they don't, is that an issue?
No, I would say it's an issue.
So Fatsani, you're saying they don't need to find your partner attractive.
No, not physically attractive. No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. All right. That's interesting then, because it seems like my position is slightly different from all of you, because you all seem to be hesitant. But
I'm not hesitant.
Fair enough. I'm firmly on the other side to say yes. Your friends should find your partner attractive, and if they don't, then there's an issue there.
Okay, so what's the issue?
It's either there's an issue with you and your friends in that you're not as close as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't view the world the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the same values or outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's an issue with your partner that you've got with.
And that's all from physical attraction.
That's all from physical attraction. Yes. Yeah.
If one of my friends, let's say we were talking about attraction in a conversation, you know, think about my three closest friends that I'm always with.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them was like, oh, you know what, I don't actually find your husband attractive, should I be now concerned about my relationship?
file for divorce.
No, because that's what you. Should I have a seat and have a really deep think about that, the relationship like, that I'm in? Or if I said, think about again my three close friends, the ones that are in relationships. If I said to them, "Oh, I don't really find your man attractive," I guess maybe for us it's a bit different. For me, it's a bit different because I'm married. Mm-hmm. They're heading in that direction. So if I said to them, "Listen, sis, I don't really find your man attractive," should my close friend go sit down and have a good think about her relationship?
Yes.
Should I go and have a good think about my marriage?
Oh, you're married.
So no, but it's still my relationship.
But she's still have a think about it.
No, when you're married, it's so late. When you're dating, yes, like you should have. Well, if you're dating, yes, you should have. When you're married,
but now, I'm married and it's successful, and my friend doesn't find my partner attractive.
One can argue there was never an issue.
There was never an issue still in a successful marriage.
Because remember what I said, right? Mm-hmm. There's two issues. It's either an issue with the friend, mm-hmm. in that you're not as aligned as you thought you were, mm-hmm. or there's an issue with the partner.
So should I go get new friends then?
It's not about getting. Listen.
No, because you said there's an issue with the friend. I can be friends
with someone who mm-hmm. I'm not totally aligned with.
No, but we're talking about close friends. Yes, we're not talking about...
that's what I'm saying. So if anything, maybe you just misjudge the closeness. But it doesn't mean dump them. You know, they're no longer friends.
No, but if...
They can still be your friend, but I'm just saying that...
So I should rethink the closeness of my friend because they don't find my partner attractive.
Or maybe rethink the compatibility of our friends.
You know what I always say?
Look, we don't find...
See, I'm just trying to understand. I'm putting it into practical perspective so I can make sure I'm applying your concept correctly. So I might sound like I'm being a little bit difficult, or a little bit defensive. That's not the aim. But I'm just putting it into practical context so that I fully understand what it is that you're saying.
Mm. So to fully understand what I'm saying, put it practically. Obviously, I think it would be silly for anyone if their friend said, "Oh, you know, I don't find your partner attractive." Just say, okay, fine, you're not my friend, I'll never talk to you again, mm-hmm. right? That's not the point I'm saying here. What the point I'm saying is, if we're talking about couples that are compatible, yeah? Couples that have a chance of being successful, going the long mile, mm-hmm. yeah? Your friends should find your partner attractive. And that's the beginning point. If they don't...
What if they acknowledge that they're a decent-looking person, but for them it's not like... an attraction. Because that's also a thing.
So let's go back. Because someone mentioned it. There's a difference between finding someone attracted and being attracted to someone.
Mm.
Yeah? I'm not talking about being attracted to someone. I'm talking about finding your partner attractive or saying they're an attractive person. Yeah? I'm not talking about being attracted to them. I'm not saying all your friends should want to be with your boyfriend. Or should want to get with your boyfriend.
I'm
just waiting for her to mess up and then I'll end up. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about they should be able to say that, you know what? Fatani's man, he's a good looking man. He's an attractive man. Yes, they should hold that view. They should have that opinion.
And if they don't have that opinion, then we need to rethink the friendship or the closeness of the friendship.
What you do with that information is completely up to you.
No, because you're the one giving the advice at this
yes,
point.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Since you've clarified all of that,
mm-hmm.
My answer is still the same, that I don't think it's a make and break kind of opinion.
You don't think there's a problem if they don't?
Yes, but I also see that obviously you want your friends to be like, oh, they're attractive. I don't see a problem to be that they're attractive, but not attracted. That's what I was, not that part. Just to say that, oh, your man is attractive. That's fine, but then... not to say, oh yeah, I'm attracted to your man. That would be different.
But I don't think that's the question anyway. So we're right.
No, because I'm changing my answer. Well, kind of changing my answer because I knew I said completely no, no, and no. But I'm saying that since hearing that, okay, I've amended what I've said, what I meant to say.
Oh, look, the thing is right, and this is the point I was making that humans are social creatures, mm-hmm. right? We rise and fall in groups, right? And going back to what Pronik was saying, that if you have a group of friends or a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, this is my best friend, right? You have the same outlook on life. You have the same values. You hold the same things dear. You dislike probably most of the same things. You're not the same person. Mm-hmm. So obviously there'll be differences, right? Mm-hmm. You may like more reggae or they may like a bit more rock or whatever. That's perfectly natural. You're not the same person. Mm-hmm. It's not copy and paste. But when it comes to things such as life partners and stuff like that, if think about this, if your closest person in the world
mm-hmm.
thinks the person that I guess will become the next closest person in the world to you is not attractive, that is not a recipe for success.
There is something
wrong there, because if the person that wants the best for you, yeah, thinks the person that you've chosen is not attractive, I'm sorry, that's not.
But what if they think the person is not attractive, but they say,
they understand why you guys are together.
That's a good person for you. They might not personally find them physically attractive, but they can see why you two are together.
Why would your friend want you to be with someone who's not attractive?
Because you find them attractive. They're not going to be with them for the rest of their life, because that's putting so much weight on one person's opinion. Because if I find you attractive,
it's not just one person's opinion, it's your best friend's opinion.
If I find you attractive, mm-hmm. and personality-wise, there's nothing wrong with you, I don't expect my best friend to be saying to me, oh, you need to break up with him because he's not attractive.
Okay, you lot are jumping very far.
Hold on. Let me jump in.
Because if it's an issue,
mm-hmm.
there needs to be a solution,
mm-hmm.
or cause, like you're saying, cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
So if your friend doesn't find your man attractive,
mm.
is that the end of the conversation? Shop? Then what's the point of the discussion?
Mm. Get him a okay. fresh tip.
Because what I'm trying to understand is, you're saying it's an issue if your best friend doesn't find your man attractive, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what must be done after that? Mm. After okay. you figure out that that's an issue, what must be done? Or do you just leave it at it's an issue and that's it?
Exactly. No, that's what I wanted to say. To say that, unfortunately, for your view, you've got to accept that what comes after that is either you're breaking up with this person,
mm-hmm.
or you're breaking up with your friends, or you're at least acknowledging that, okay, maybe they're not as close a friend as I thought,
mm-hmm.
or maybe this guy is not right for me. So you cannot take that away from the equation, just like what Fatsena said.
Yeah.
Because highlighting that there's an issue, like what you're saying, you've literally just said that it's not a recipe for success. So you've literally said that essentially, this relationship is not going to work because their best friends don't find them attractive, so which I highly disagree with. I've always had this point, you know, and for me, this is a view that I always take into account when we're discussing these sort of things.
Mm.
Yeah. You, no matter how close a person is to you, they will never see the world through the same eyes as you. Yeah. Now, when on paper,
even if you donate them an eye,
they will never see the world as you. Yeah. Essentially, mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say by that is that, like what you've said, it's not copy and paste. Brains are different. Mm-hmm. Human beings mm-hmm. are different, and we are forever evolving.
Yeah.
We're forever developing. Yeah. So it is possible, in my opinion, for someone to, and this is why earlier on I was talking about out of the norm. Because if we are friends, yeah, and we are grown up together and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. we are going to view the world in the same eyes. And from mm-hmm. that point, I agree with you 100% that 9 out of 10 times, your friends should find your partner attractive, right? Mm-hmm. But that 1% that they don't, it may not necessarily spell disaster. But
would that be a should or will?
I think from the sentence you used,
will is as a result of the fact that you've all grown up together and you share similarity. So in 9 out of 10 times, your friends will find your friend.
Yes, yes. I'm going to say both are fine in my train of thought, but to make it fair, I'm going to use will,
mm-hmm.
yeah, which confirms your point. Yes. So then, if I'm saying that, so what happens that one time that they don't, or mm-hmm. those few times that they don't? Your conclusion is there's a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
My conclusion is that not necessarily. There may not be a problem. Because of what I've just finished saying about, you know, you're forever evolving, forever developing, there could be something in that person
mm-hmm.
that you alone are seeing that is making you attracted to them that your friend may not be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So that's what I'm saying, that it doesn't necessarily mean it's a recipe for disaster.
Okay. It doesn't mean it's a recipe for disaster, or it doesn't necessarily mean it's a recipe for disaster?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's a recipe for disaster.
Because you're talking about exceptions.
You see?
So, and no, because in what you're saying, you're talking about exceptions. And we know with every rule, there's exceptions.
Okay.
But everybody thinks that exceptions...
Let me put a stronger stance on that, because I need to put a stronger break on that, because otherwise it sounds like I'm fully agreeing with you, which I'm not. Mm-hmm. Because my message is not, if your best friend doesn't find your partner attractive, that's a recipe for disaster, unless if you are the exception. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. It's difficult because I still want to remain with my stance that they will. Yeah. I'll give you this example. For example, you and I, okay? Obviously, we grew up together, but then you had your uni days or whatever. You experienced a whole world that I didn't experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your outlook to life might have changed, so on and so forth. But to this day, when I'm talking to people, I always tell them that if my brother tells me to watch something, yeah, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're just talking about movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yet, you know, just as I know, that there are certain shows that you enjoy that make me sick to my stomach. Your game shows and live shows and what that I would never sit and watch. Mm-hmm. And there have been a few movies where you've been like, you should watch this movie. And I've watched it and I'm like, okay, I get it, but I wouldn't watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, it's a similar thing. Okay. Because of this simple point you made that we are not a copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a time. There will come a time you meet somebody where your best friend is going to acknowledge that, you know what, this is not what I would have expected you to go for. Yeah. Where they'll be like, yeah, I personally don't find them attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But you looking at that person, you will find them the most beautiful person ever. Is that a spell? No. Is that a recipe for disaster?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I really don't think so. I really don't understand why it's a disaster
and also what the solution would be. Do you? Because you're saying, when I said, okay, then I'm breaking up with this person, you said no.
Oh, okay, fine. Fair enough. I acknowledge the fact that, okay, if I'm saying there's an issue, then I guess I have to find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair point. So let me offer a solution. Right?
plastic surgery.
Seeing as you've already made it this far, you might as well press the like button. You might as well press the subscribe button so you can see all the other material that we're putting out. Put your comments in the comments because we want to hear what you think. We want to hear if you agree with us or if you disagree with us. No opinion is a bad opinion. Go for it.
That's a question. Yeah, what must they do? Well, I watch them. What do they do with all the other red flags that they see? If they're a person that if they're a person that takes red flags seriously and makes decisions based on those red flags, do the same with that.
So somebody's physical appearance can be a red flag.
What do you mean?
That's what she means, exactly that.
We're not talking about their physical appearance. We're talking about your friend's reaction to their physical appearance.
But then how is somebody acquiring an external red flag?
Okay, look, can you guys think of someone that, obviously nobody's ugly, whatever, but can you think of someone collectively who you can say this person is not the greatest looking?
No, but the thing is, I have been in those situations. I don't know if it's Sunny, but I've had friends.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, I have like one friend, and she's been in relationships that I'm like, hey, I don't find them physically attractive.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in years of a relationship. They mm-hmm. broke. They didn't break up for anything to do with their physical attraction. It was much deeper than that. So why would my opinion on their relationship be something that she should consider? I'm really struggling to understand that because I do think it's your opinion on how.
What do you mean? Answer it for me.
No. Because I'm being fair. Because I'm just no, here I'm to just have a discussion.
It's very.
I'm not here to start a movement. No, the thing is that I think if I'm gonna be fair to bring this together, I think you're too stern.
I'm not taking your words for you.
I just said I think your stance is too brutal, maybe.
What do you mean?
Yeah. In a sense that I think or mm-hmm. believe rather that your best friend can have that conversation with you. Yeah, your best friend can let you know that I actually don't find him that attractive. What is it that you like about him?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is it that you like about her?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be a red flag, turn away and go the other way. But like what you said, what do you do if your red flags? You mm-hmm. address them. So if your best friend doesn't find your person, your new person or your person at the time that attractive, you can have that conversation, you know? And then that gives you the opportunity to actually face that fact as well. So you mm-hmm. could actually fight your corner. You could actually say that actually, I think you know, because the person might know. I might know that my girlfriend is not what I would usually go for,
mm-hmm.
right? But I'll be like, you know what? I know she's not that, you know, great of a looker.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, I've never been happier. When I talked to her, when we did it, literally, I've never experienced this depth of love. And mm-hmm. to be fair with you, I don't even see what you're seeing, mm-hmm. you know? But you can be objective about it.
He doesn't
So it doesn't have to be that you're not going this ahead with this relationship simply because their looks are not
the same.
I know, but remember we said that's unfortunate.
No, it's not.
Conclusion of that.
Remember, and that's why I never say that, because I'm very careful not to give a prescription. And usually I'm happy with giving prescriptions, because I believe if you want to say something, give a prescription.
You just want to give a diagnosis or a prescription.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
That's not going to work out.
What I'm saying.
Now you've told your best friend their man is not that cute.
This is a red flag.
And then by seeing
what you do with that depends on what you would normally do with a red flag. If
not really though,
if your friend came to you and said, you know what, this new partner you found, I think he has anger issues. Yeah, what would you do with that? Some people would be like, oh, thank you for letting me know. I'll deal with
but
it. But this is, I'm likening. Yes, they're different situations.
No, because
I'm likening
sometimes.
I'm likening them.
I feel like in a situation like that,
you do that.
If you're saying, if you, the level of friendship that you described,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be your man has anger issues, red flag, I would be saying to that person, I don't think you should be with that person, the level of anger that they have.
Why not?
If because of the level of anger that they have, I'd be fearful for that person.
I mean, if I'm to jump on your side, it's nothing to do with you. They've chosen
but
a person that they love, that they're deeply in love with,
but if
and that's who they love.
And this is, and again, I would challenge the level of friendship that you're talking about. So the level of friendship that you're talking about, I wouldn't expect physical looks to be what my friends at that level
mm-hmm.
are deeming as
about.
Red flags.
Yeah.
I feel like the physicality would be the least of their worries.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even, they might think about it consciously, subconsciously, whatever, but mm-hmm. the things they would be looking for in my partner as deal breakers would not be the physicality. The level of friendship that you have described, I'd be expecting...
For that point.
No, because I don't disagree with what you're saying. That's the thing.
If they add that...
If
they add that in as a caveat, that and also I don't actually think he's that attractive, fair enough, on top of other things, but if that was the only thing they were coming at me with, I would think I would question the friendship, not because they find my man attractive, I would question the friendship at the... Actually, are you that superficial? Because if that's your only concern about my relationship, I'm questioning our relationship, but from the angle, from the opposite angle to you, because I'm thinking that is so petty for you to be now asking me to reconsider my relationship because you don't find my man.
I want to also say that, you know, there are men, there mm-hmm. are women who look, they grow, right? So that they actually end up looking quite more handsome. So you're going to tell me at the start of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. MILF.
You're going to tell me at the start of the relationship.
You know what that means?
Hey,
what that stands for?
Okay. I don't think your man is attractive, but this is like the first time you've met them. This is like the first like few months that they've been together. You know, some of them, they start to look handsome.
You know,
they start
women
to
that
look
have mentality like
pretty.
Yours. They're the ones that say, I know he's not perfect, but I'm going to change him.
No.
How can you change somebody's face? No. It's not the same thing. How can you change somebody's face?
Let me explain.
What is
no.
wrong
let me explain.
With you?
Let me explain.
Jesus said, what's wrong with you?
Let me explain, right?
She said what she said and she meant what she said.
Let me explain.
He's dishing wisdom.
So I want to touch briefly on what Fatsani has said, right?
Sorry, give us. Give your time.
I think we should host. We're the host, and now you're the
you are the person what? In question here.
Yeah, that's like,
no, listen, we're the host now. We're asking the questions.
You ask all your questions. I'm saying what I'm saying. I have answers to all of them, right? So I'm touching on what Fatsani has said, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important, which is why I caveat at the level of friendship that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your friends saying, "I don't find your man attractive," there's gonna be a lot in there that even they don't know is involved in that. Does that make sense? So for them, they will just be like, "Oh, you know what? I don't think Tim is that attractive." But I believe intuitively there's a lot more involved in that judgment than just physical looks.
But then that's why I asked earlier, is it just purely physical attraction? Because remember when we started this conversation, I spoke about how personality makes people attractive.
Can you repeat the point I've just said?
You said, well, if somebody at the level of friendship that we're talking about says to you, I don't find Tim physically attractive, there's a lot of nuances behind that.
There was an important thing that I said.
Caveat.
That they may not even be aware of.
Yeah.
So as far as they're concerned, it's based on attraction. That's my point.
But
it could be.
Isn't that what Chisa was saying? That you would unpick that with the friend. Yeah. To say, okay, tell me what you don't find attractive about them.
Jin, this is why.
You've got to acknowledge that what you've done with that statement.
We're talking about taking the discussion a bit forward. Yes.
So we can engage.
That's what we're here to do.
No.
But you can't use it. You left us at physical attraction.
But you're saying that they might not even know that it just might be physical attraction.
Okay, so
I'm defining to you why I'm saying yes, because you guys are saying not physical attraction characteristics, what not, right? But in order for them to make that judgment, they have to get to know them, not so? They have to actually get to know them, spend time with them,
At what point are we having this conversation? Because again, like Prony is saying, you've changed the context of this judgment.
No, I haven't.
No, you have. Because as far as we're concerned, you've brought your new partner into, let's say, to meet your friends for the first time,
and
right?
You've looked at them with our eyes.
And we're saying to you, he's not physically attractive. Yeah. But now you're saying you've got to know them over a period of time, and now you're saying... That's what you just said!
Fatsani, Chin is saying this. No, hold on, let me tell you what you're saying. Chin is saying that it's a vibe thing, basically. Yeah.
Yes.
You're talking about first time you meet.
Obviously, I'm not saying as soon as they walk through the door.
Yeah.
But it's a spirit thing.
The spirit has not aligned.
First time you meet someone.
They've sensed something.
What if I find them attractive? I don't find them attractive, but I like them as a person. I don't find them physically attractive.
Let me help you.
But I like them as a person. I'm like, this is like a really awesome person.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Remember, I'm talking about attractive, not being attracted. Think about your three closest friends.
Yeah.
Think about their partners.
Yep.
Do you think they're attractive people?
Not all of them, no.
You don't think so? Oof.
Not physically, no.
We need names. I'm joking.
Okay.
We need names.
But do I think they're bad partners for my friends? No, right. I think they're actually
really compatible. They look good together. You understand why they are together. I'm not talking about that.
If you are being honest with that comment, I think that's just won you this debate, to be honest.
So I am being honest. Why would I not be honest?
No, I'm just saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. If that's the case, then your experience will disprove my point.
If I was to see those people outside of their relationship with that person, let's say I didn't know that they were connected to my friend anyhow. I see them in public life. I wouldn't say, oh, that's an attractive person.
Yeah.
Hmm? Sorry, if I was to see them independent of my friend, yeah.
Let's say I'm in Tesco or something and they walk past,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't turn around and say, oh, that's an attractive person.
No, that's not what I mean. Okay, I feel like you don't understand what I'm saying. No, it's probably not your fault. It's probably the way I'm using my words. So remember, I was talking about finding, saying that they're an attractive human person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, not being attracted to them, not wanting to get with them.
No,
or anything,
we
can
throw that one out the window.
Okay. By just saying that, let's say good looking.
They're good looking. Let's
say good looking.
Let's
say good looking. Maybe let's simplify. Let's say good
cute.
Looking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was, so my position is, so, if your best friend in the world does not find your partner good looking, there's an issue there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. And if all of you lot with friends and best friends and whatnot in relationships or married or whatever, if you think about their partner, 9 times out of 10 you'd be like, oh, hey, actually, they're a good looking person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying someone would be like, oh no, I don't find him. I don't want to sleep with him. I'm not talking about that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just talking about their good looking person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more. And I think if I'm not a psychologist, but if I'm gonna try to psychoanalyze my thought process a little bit, it's because most time when we're looking at our friend's partner, right, we're looking at them in context of our friend, right.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we judge them, their attractiveness, their personality, everything, it's not just in them individually as a person, right? It's them in context of our friend.
Mm-hmm.
What we know of our friend, what we know, what we think is best for our friend, whatever. So that's how we look at this person in context, which is why it's hard for me to address the Asda situation, because you're just seeing a person in Asda, right? So most time when you're meeting your friend's partner, everything you see is in context of your friend.
But then that's that's making a holistic...
Yeah.
That's making a holistic assessment. What you've asked us is not to make a holistic assessment.
It's
not
to just base it on the looks.
So yes, you might make a holistic assessment and your conclusion be they're not attractive based on your holistic assessment. They're not attractive. And then you can unpick that to say, okay, what am I not finding attractive about this person?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, 9 times out of 10, it's not just going to boil down to the physicality.
Mm.
It's going to boil down to other things you've noticed that has now started to impact how you view them physically. That's what you're arguing, yeah? Am I correct?
Perhaps maybe I can't disagree with what you said.
This is where the difference from here, that side to here, this side is, because you're coming at it from a holistic perspective, which we all agree with here. We're not disagreeing with your point.
Mm.
What we are disagreeing is the question you asked us was basically purely on physicality, and that's it. And that's the question we've been answering. So when Chisa was answering, she was saying, I've just seen this man. It's not about whether I've picked up any bad vibes, any good vibes from this person. I just physically don't find him attractive. That's the question you asked us.
And that wouldn't
if the question wasn't solely physicality, that's where I wanted to, that would be my answer. That would be my answer. Yes, if your best friend doesn't find your man attractive after a holistic assessment, then maybe yes, there might be a problem there, because there might be not finding them attractive is situated in other nuances. Maybe their tone of the voice, the way they speak to you, maybe the way they address you physically, maybe they'd be just pulling you and rugging you from side to side, even when you say you don't want to go somewhere.
Emotional manipulation, all that. Okay, can I support your point?
Yeah.
Can I support your point? Yeah.
So, okay, fine. You can try. Before you come in, I hear what you're saying and I don't disagree. And yes, 100%. I think you're in my book, but you're in chapter one. But yes,
I'm on the same chapter as you, only that you've asked us a different question to the one you're answering.
I think you're reading a different book and then you're asking questions based on that book, but then have given us another book to revise and give our answers.
Everything you've said, we don't disagree, but it's only that you are adding more to the question than what you've allowed us to answer.
Exactly.
No,
right, no, hold on. Before you say that.
Answer the question any way you wish.
I tried to do that, and I was told that it's physical. We're talking about just the physical, because let me see if my first opener was about personality and how that contributes to looks.
Let me see if this is going to help.
All right, fine.
If Mary, my best friend, if I don't find Mary's partner good looking, is there a problem? Yes, there's a problem. What's the problem? Well, Mary is a 9. According to me. And ever since I've known Mary has dated 8, 9, 10. 8, 9, 10. All her previous experiences have always been 8, 9, 10. 8, 9, 10. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Looks. Okay? This time around, team in my assessment, team is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I'm worried that Mary might be settling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that Mary might be compromising,
mm-hmm.
because that's not what Mary would usually go for. So I need to talk to Mary to find out why Mary is with Tim when Tim does not fit, you know, all the people that Mary has dated with in all the time that I've been friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, that would be the problem.
But again, that's not your level of attractiveness to Tim. That's your understanding of Mary and what Mary has done. So again, that's a nuance that you're picking up as a result of the attractiveness. So it's not purely what Tim looks like. Like you've just said, it's because what you know of Mary, she doesn't go for Tim's.
Very true.
And that's
very
why
true.
You're having
very
that
true.
Conversation.
Fine. And okay, fine. Yeah, very true. So yeah, 100%.
That would still be because Tim is not attractive.
Yeah, so I can add, no, what she's saying is right. So I can add in what I've just said, say that, let's say me and Mary, okay, fine, now I have to change, because otherwise me and Mary are trapped in the same people.
The conversation.
So now I need to, me and Tim always used to go for eights. This time around, I don't find Tim's partner attractive. Okay. Tim, Mary is not someone that Tim and I
would
go for.
You don't have to repeat the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not. Yeah, I'm just clarifying that. Okay, I've switched it. Okay, I'm not out here, all right, saying that I play for that team. I don't play for that team.
Come on.
Right, so if anything, that you know, if we are sticking purely to the scenario that was given to us,
mm-hmm.
right, the problem there would be, is the friend settling on the looks? And you have to acknowledge and accept that that's the only problem that can be there. If we are purely talking about looks, because there can be no other problems that would arise from looks apart from settling, because this person is not attractive to us, are not attractive to me.
They could be misguided. They could be going through a period of depression.
All of it centered into the fact that they are settling. They've compromised in some way.
We just got it wrong.
They've gone outside the norm. That's why you
exactly.
picked it up.
All of it will come back to the fact that this is not someone that Tim would be with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I don't find this person attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Tim shouldn't find this person attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Tim with this person?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the problem there. Anything else aside from that is now going into the depth that we were talking about. That comes from knowing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from interacting with somebody. That can then affect your opinion of this person, regardless of their looks now.
Mm-hmm.
Or further damage their looks or improve their looks now if you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's how we bring the conversation together.
Okay. All right. But then, so based on what you're saying, then how would you answer the question? Should your partner find should your friends find your partner attractive? Based on what you guys are saying.
My answer is still yes. My answer is still yes. They should.
Yes, they should?
Yes, they should.
What would you say?
Listen, I'm not sure what question I'm answering, so I don't know.
That question.
In my view, you've asked a question, we've answered it. And you've answered a completely different question. So I don't know which question I'm answering.
Guys, the question is given here. You can answer the question in any way you see fit, right?
If it boils down to just physical looks, then no.
But if we're talking about a holistic assessment, in the interaction that they have with your best friend and the, you know, the characteristics of that person and the relate. If we're talking about the deeper meaning of that person, of that, mm-hmm. then I would say yes. Your best friend would.
I'm not disagreeing with what you guys are saying, right? And I want to make that clear. I'm not arguing against the layers and the unpicking that you've done, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing against that. I think that's absolutely fair enough, right? But you guys' conclusion based on that unpicking is saying, therefore, So you guys are saying, yes, your friends, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are saying, yes, your friends.
Wrong.
Okay. Yes, your friends can not find your partner attractive,
mm-hmm.
but that can be fine because mm-hmm. they're otherwise a good person. You guys click, you're in love, everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't think your best friend's partner is attractive, good looking. You don't think they're good looking, but everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything else is fine. They'll mm-hmm. live happily ever after. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's great. That's what I'm saying is likely not going to happen. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Well, since Fasan has openly said on air that she doesn't find some of her friends' partners attractive, and you are saying that's not going to happen, let's wait until it happens in 10 years.
To be fair, was it last week or the week before? We put forward a research paper idea, didn't we?
We did.
I think it was something to do with divorces or whatever. Mm. I would be interested to see how many people have broken up or divorced
over physical looks.
No. And this one, I feel like you guys still don't understand me. But whatever. Where their friends
didn't find
it. But then you said you guys don't understand me but you made that statement because you felt like we went back to just the physical. But if that study was to be conducted, I think we would find what you're saying, that there is more nuances to the unattractiveness than just the pure physical looks.
On that part, we agree. But then remember, my whole point was to say that not everyone will have this kind of thought process and thinking in everyday life as they're going about. Mm. This is what I'm saying. We're privileged because we're able to sit here and dissect the thought process and everything. But my whole point is, in everyday life, this won't happen. The conclusion that person will just reach is, you know what? Mary's with Tim.
I don't like Tim.
Mary's partners are good looking. I don't think Tim is good looking, but...
But then I suppose, if the level of friendship that we describe we're talking at, I would expect somebody that's going to come to me and say, I don't like your partner because of the way that they look and it's a red flag, I'd expect you to have thought about that before you come and speak to me, because the level of friendship...
Most people don't. That's the thing. Most people wouldn't, because...
I'm sorry, but... Best friends. The level of friendship that we've described...
Do you expect your best friend to come to you and say it's a red flag that your partner is ugly?
I would want them to unpick it with
me. No, but as far as they feel, they just don't find your partner attractive. What's there to unpick? Think about it. What's there to unpick?
Mm-hmm. What do you find unattractive? Like, what's so ugly about
it? I can't relate.
You're thinking personality. You're thinking deeper. Mm-hmm. You're thinking there must be something there.
No, just even physically. What? He has a big forehead? What? Do you have a big nose? Like, what is it that's unattractive about that?
It's not serious. Really?
Yeah.
No. But then the thing, that will only happen if you ask your best friend, what do you think of Damien? Otherwise, what are they going to say? Oh, you know what? I think Damien has a big forehead.
No, but my friends will literally say,
yes. Not gonna sis, listen, your man is nice and all, but like, that forehead, yeah. I'm
you don't need a reason for him like that.
He's brighter than the back of the moon.
Wow. You're missing it. Having a big forehead does not mean you're unattractive.
You know that.
Having
King
a big nose does not mean you're unattractive.
It might mean that they are unattractive.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying. My best friend, what is it that's unattractive about my man?
So, but you're saying I imagine most people ask their best friends what they think of their partner, no?
Yeah.
I imagine that's the conversation that comes up. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, he's good looking. 9 times out of 10.
No. That's not the answers
me and my friends are giving. If my friends ask me, best what friend. Do you think of my man, they're best not talking friend. About looks.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, about looks, are going to wrap it up here today.
Listen, wait. Obviously, I'm talking about the looks aspect only.
Yes.
Right? Obviously, there's a deeper conversation. Are you guys seriously saying the only conversation that you think I'm saying, the only conversation that happens is about looks?
We didn't say that. We're just saying.
You're like, my friends are not that superficial. Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying, right? Yes, there happens to be a conversation about, I don't know. I don't know if you people do where you actually say, I know.
Now you're arguing with yourself.
I was going to be coy about it, but I was like,
Like, you had like so many voices. Anyway.
Because I was going to be coy about it.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us here at Offbeat POV. I hope you are enjoying the conversation so far. Please don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. And also drop a comment in the comment box. Let us know what you think.
No, listen, hopefully all this makes sense. It's gone different avenues, right? But let me clarify to bring it to an end so the audience know exactly what they're voting
and
on.
And so that we know what we were talking about. Go on, okay, we're listening.
Fine. So the question that started this discussion was, should your friends find your partner attractive? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Let's substitute that to good looking. Mm-hmm. Everyone okay. happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Should your friends find your partner good looking, mm-hmm. right? I'm saying, yes, they should. Mm-hmm. If they don't, there's an issue, mm-hmm. yeah? My panel here are saying, no, it doesn't matter if they don't, it's fine, right? They're adding that it's different if they don't find them good looking because of their personality. But otherwise, if it's purely based on looks, it's fine, yeah? Okay, cool. I don't disagree with that.
My answer was yes, but fine.
I don't disagree with that.
I'll be okay. I'll be on this team today.
But
join us.
Oh yeah, okay. But Pornico was on yes. Flippy floppy. Okay,
no,
fine.
Not flippy. It was a strong yes. I was just adding that. However, if they don't, it's not all doom and gloom like you're suggesting.
Okay, fine. Yes, I'm saying your friends should find them good looking. Because if they don't, then it's
doom and gloom.
What are they gonna do when you go to a double date? You'll be cropping them. You'll be cropping him out.
But listen, let us know what you think. Should your friends find your partner? Should your friends find your partner good looking? Let us know. Remember, the poll will be out on YouTube. Links will be down in the description on our YouTube community page, and it will be on Instagram as well. Let us know what you think. We'll be interested to hear the thoughts and opinions next week. So drop a comment as well. You know, do that so we can pick apart your thoughts a little bit, and you can educate us a little bit here.
But we are amateurs, yeah.
But yes. Any more for any more listeners before we head out?
The way Fatani's looking at you. She'll be like, no more double dates, no more.